我们一同来攻读圣经主的话语。
Let us together read the word of the Lord.
约书亚记三章一到八节，我们先读中文，再读英文。因为时间的关系，我想我们不全读啊，我们只读第六到第八节，最后三节。
Joshua 3, 1 to 8, we'll first read it in Chinese and then we'll read it in English for reasons of time. We're not going to read the whole thing. We're just going to read verses 6 through 8, the last three verses of this passage.
我们请弟兄姊妹再次起立。
Please rise.
约书亚记三章六到八节，约书亚又吩咐祭司说，你们抬起约柜在百姓前头过去。于是他们抬起约柜在百姓前头走。耶和华对约书亚说，从今日起，我必使你在以色列众人眼前尊大，使他们知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。你要吩咐抬约柜的祭司说，你们到了约旦河的水边上，就要在约旦河水里站住。 Let's read in English again, verse 6 to 8.
Joshua chapter
3, verse 6 to 8. Then Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua,This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priest who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When you have come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan. May the Lord bless all those who read his holy word. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
我们今天继续来分享进入应许之地，跨入生命中的约旦河。
So today we will continue to share about coming into the promised land and crossing the Jordan.
我们看到了神对约书亚的吩咐，让他要刚强壮胆。
So we've already seen how the Lord commanded Joshua to be strong and courageous.
我们也知道约书亚有派两个探子去窥探耶利哥、基女拉河。显出他宝贵的信心。
We also saw how Joshua sent two spies who came to the house of Rahab, and we saw her faith.
现在终于以色列人来到了约旦河边。
And now at last the people of Israel have come to the border, to the shores of the Jordan.
在河边安静三天，预备三天的时间。
And there at the shores of the Jordan, they prepared for 3 days.
马上又要过约旦河了。
And in a moment, they're going to cross over the Jordan River.
这里首先就有一个问题。
And here we have a problem.
我们对这个故事都很熟悉。
We're very familiar with this story.
而且我们也知道这个故事和过红海那个故事比较相似。
And we know that there are certain similarities between this story and the story of the Israelites crossing over the Red Sea.
在40年前，神带领以色列人过了红海。
40 years ago, God led the people of Israel to cross the Red Sea.
现在又要过另外一条河，约旦河。
And now they're going to cross a different body of water, the Jordan River.
好像这个天堑啊，这个拦阻一个接一个。
And it seems like the barriers they're facing are coming one after another.
那么这个过红海和过约旦河有什么相同的地方，有什么不同的地方呢？
Now crossing the Red Sea and crossing over the Jordan, what similarities and what differences are there?
首先我们都晓得
First,
这两个都是大的神迹。
First, we know that these two are both great miracles.
过红海我们就不用多说，今天我们也不用展开去讲。
Now we're not going to spend a lot of time on the Red Sea today.
但是今天我们要重点的看一看过约旦河的这个神迹。
But today we're going to focus on the miracle of crossing over the Jordan River.
很多的电影描述过红海。
A lot of movies, recount crossing the Red Sea.
啊，因为毕竟那是一个海。
Because after all, it's a sea.
但是实际上过约旦河实际上是 nothing less as a miracle.
But in reality, crossing the Jordan River was no less of a miracle.
那么都是神迹，都是神所做成的。
Now these were both miracles. These were both acts of God.
有什么不同的地方？
Where is the difference?
首先一个。
Now first of all.
我们看的敌人是在什么地方。
We'll have to see who the enemies are.
当以色列人过红海的时候，敌人是在后面，法老的追兵。
So when Israel crossed the Red Sea, the enemies were behind them. It was the armies of Pharaoh who were chasing them.
过约旦河的时候，后面有没有人追他们？
When they're crossing the Jordan River, was anyone chasing them?
没有，敌人是在前面。
Not at all. The enemies were ahead of them.
一个是逃跑，一个是进攻。
One of them was fleeing. The other one is attacking.
第二个，
Secondly,
在过红海的时候，
When they were crossing the Red Sea,
当然有神的同在。
Of course God was with them.
云柱火柱。
There was the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
若不是神亲自保守，他们早就已经被法老的大军淹没了。
If it weren't for the direct protection of God, they would have much earlier been destroyed by Pharaoh's army.
但是过约旦河的时候，
But when crossing the Jordan River,
这时候神已经向他们颁了十诫。
God has already given them the Ten Commandments.
神在旷野当中又是不断的一个一个的神迹显出来。
And one after another, throughout their time in the wilderness, God has shown them miracles.
现在他们已经有了约柜。
And now they already have the Ark of the Covenant.
法版在里面。
And within them are the Ten Commandments on placards of stone.
他们也有了祭司，耶和华的祭司。
They also have Yahweh's priests.
来抬扛神的约柜。
That are carrying the Ark of the Covenant.
这是过红海的时候所没有的。
All of these things were not present when they were crossing the Red Sea.
神的同在就信实的就在他们中间，神的话语就在他们中间。
God's presence is in their midst, and God's word is in their midst.
这些以色列人已经跟神建立了一个关系。
These people of Israel have already established a certain relationship with the Lord.
虽然我们知道这个关系还不牢靠。
Although we know that this relationship is not entirely faithful.
好，第三点我们继续看过红海的时候。
Now our third point about crossing the Red Sea.
摩西举杖。
Moses raised his staff.
向海一举杖，然后这个红海就一夜之间被大东风把这个海水吹开。
And after he had raised his staff over the course of the night, a strong wind blew apart the Red Sea.
那么以色列人像走干地一样过红海。
And then Israel walked over it as if on dry ground.
所以在那个情景之下，摩西和他的那根杖。
So in that setting, Moses and his staff.
非常的重要。
Were very, very important.
实际上整个后面我们看到摩西那个杖常常起到一个很特殊的作用。
And so we see then in the rest of the account, Moses' staff takes a very prominent place.
那么过约旦河的时候呢？
When we're crossing over the Jordan River,
我们知道是祭司抬约柜，祭司要把脚先伸到约旦河里面去。
So in this case, it's the priests carrying the ark, and it's the priests when their feet start to step into the Jordan River.
而他们脚所踏入的，等一下我们就会去看，是约旦河的急流。
And we'll find out in a moment that their feet are stepping on a flooded Jordan.
不是把脚踏入干地。
They're not stepping on dry ground.
好，第四点。
And fourthly,
过红海从埃及为奴之地。
And when they cross the Red Sea, they're leaving the slave land of Egypt.
进入旷野。
To enter into the wilderness.
是走向迦南地，走向那应许美地。
They're walking towards the promised land. They're walking towards Canaan.
而过约旦河是真正要从旷野进入到迦南地，应许美地了。
But when they're crossing the Jordan, they're coming out of the wilderness and they're walking into Canaan. They're walking into the promised land.
那么我有读到有的解经书。
Now I've seen in some commentaries.
或者有的弟兄姊妹的理解。
Or the understanding of some brothers and sisters.
那么认为呢，过约旦河。有一个象征预表。
They believe that crossing over the Jordan has represents something.
认为说过约旦河象征着我们受洗归入基督。
It represents our baptism into Christ Jesus.
毕竟我们知道施洗约翰曾经在约旦河里面施洗，耶稣自己在约旦河里面受洗。
After all, we know that John the Baptist baptized in the Jordan River, and Jesus himself was baptized in the Jordan River.
实际上，直到今天啊，在圣地旅游有一个项目。
Even now, tour groups in Israel have a feature.
我还没有去过圣地。
I myself have not yet had a chance to go to Israel.
但是我知道我们教会有些弟兄姊妹有参加过这个圣地的旅游，非常的羡慕。
But I know that some of the brothers and sisters in the church had a chance to go to Israel, and I'm very envious.
以前我们教会曾经有一对夫妻。
Back in the day, there was a couple in our church.
他们在以色列留学的时候信主。
when they were studying in Israel, they
那么就在那里受洗。
And so they were baptized there.
他们受洗的地方就是约旦河耶稣受洗，或者说据说耶稣受洗的那个地方。
And the place where they were baptized was in the Jordan River, supposedly the place where Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River.
那么我常常跟他们开玩笑，我说好羡慕你们。
I said, wow, I really look up to you guys.
好，如果要是我们看圣经的话。
But if we look at scripture.
实际上，严格来讲，过约旦河还不是那个受洗的象征。
Strictly speaking,Crossing the Jordan River was not picture of baptism.
刚才我们已经讲过了。
We've already spoken earlier.
在过河之前，在旷野当中，他们已经有约柜，已经有神在他们里面的同在。
Prior to crossing the Jordan River, they already have the Ark of the Covenant. They already have God in their midst.
他们已经开始献祭。
They've already started to make sacrifices.
那么，什么是一个受洗的象征呢？实际上是过红海。
If we're talking what is the picture of baptism, that would be crossing the Red Sea.
更多前书十章一到二节。
In 1 Corinthians 10 verses 1 to 2.
使徒保罗讲得很清楚，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
Paul says very clearly, Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea.
埃及和法老
Egypt and Pharaoh
在圣经当中常常成为那个黑暗的权势、罪恶的权势、撒旦权势一个象征。
They regularly represent Satan and the dark powers in the world and sin.
那么以色列人从红海经过。
When the people of Israel went through the Red Sea,
法老和军兵被红海淹没。
Pharaoh and his chariots were drowned in the sea.
象征黑暗和罪恶在我们的生命当中不再掌权。
It represents sin and darkness no longer having authority over our lives.
我们已经归入了主名。
We have already become part of the name of the Lord.
新约的基督徒受洗归入基督。
Now, New Testament believers, when they're baptized and they become one with Jesus.
好，那么既然过红海象征着受洗，那过约旦河呢
？So if going through the Red Sea represents baptism, what does going through the Jordan represent?
象征了我们基督徒进入神的应许之地，进入丰盛的生命。
It represents us coming into the promised land. It represents us having a full life in Christ.
进入在基督里面的一个真正的安息。
It represents coming into true peace in Christ.
享平安和喜乐。
Where we can enjoy this peace and enjoy the joy of the Lord.
那么我们过红海就是这一次。
So we only crossed the Red Sea once.
当然了，我知道有的弟兄姊妹受洗不止一次。
Now I know that some brothers and sisters have been baptized multiple times.
以前我们教会，因为这个我们原来这个是浸信会，有的弟兄姊妹在别的地方以前受过点水礼，到了这里一看，哇，浸礼象征与主同埋葬、同复活。
So back in the day in our church, since we were Baptists, there would be times when brothers and sisters would come in our midst who had previously been baptized by sprinkling.And then we would baptize them again with immersion.
所以呢，他们就希望能够再受洗一次啊，与主同埋葬、同复活。
And so they would want to be baptized again so that they could represent going into death with Christ and rising with Him.
我们都没有这个要求，但如果弟兄姊妹有这个希望呢，我们也很乐意给他们再施洗一次。
Now we didn't have this as a requirement, but if they desire to do so, we would gladly baptize them again.
也有弟兄姊妹说，牧师，以前我受洗的时候是糊涂的啊，我受洗的时候是跑到教会去找女朋友，然后被要求施洗，然后我就施洗了。
And there are times when people come to me and say, Pastor, I didn't know what I was doing when I was baptized. I was just coming to church to find a girlfriend, and so they said I had to get baptized, so I got baptized.
现在我要再受洗。
Can I get baptized again now?
所以呢，也有不同的情形，有的弟兄姊妹受洗多次。
And so there are some situations where brothers and sisters might be baptized more than once.
但是弟兄姊妹要记住，我们真正的受洗归入主名，不管是哪一次，就一次。
But let us remember that whenever it is, in reality, we only are baptized into Jesus once.
一个人出死入生，那就是出死入生了。
When a person comes out of death and into life, well, then now you're into life.
可是呢，过约旦河。
But crossing the Jordan River.
可能在我们的生命当中有多次。
That might happen multiple times in our lives.
而你的约旦河和我的约旦河可能不一样。
And your Jordan River and my Jordan River might be very different.
我们在不同的情景之下所面对的这样一个拦阻可能也不同。
In different situations, the barrier that we face may well be different.
那么， 我在这里再给弟兄姊妹来看希伯来书第四章的一段经文。
And in this moment, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章这一段经文呢，并不是非常容易理解。
Hebrews chapter 4 is not very easy to understand.
但是有一点我们晓得。
But there's at least one point that we can take away.
像这一段指的就是我们今天要讲的约书亚记第三章，约书亚带以色列人过约旦河这件事情。
We can at least be confident that it is speaking of the instance where Joshua took the Israelites across the Jordan River.
那么在这里，希伯来书的作者就把这个迦南美地应许之地指为安息。
And so in this case, the author of Hebrews describes Canaan and says that it represents peace or rest.
我们这里也有英文摆出来给大家看。
Here we have both Chinese and English available for people to see.
这是我们的 our rest in Christ.
This represents our rest in Christ.
很多人他们不能够得到。
Many people do not get to receive this.
一代人倒闭在旷野当中。
They spend their entire lives in the wilderness and there they die.
为什么呢？因为他们不顺从，因为他们不信。
Why? Because they do not believe and they do not follow.
但是约书亚现在要带领新一代这个以色列人要进入神的安息。
But Joshua here wants to bring this new generation of Israelites into the rest of God.
今天很多时候我们作为基督徒弟兄姊妹。
Oftentimes, brothers and sisters, as Christians.
你问信主了吗？我信了。
When someone asks you, are you a believer? You'll say, yes, I believe.
已经受洗了吗？
Have you been baptized?
我也受洗了。
Yes, I've been baptized.
但是为什么好像心中还是充满了很多的不安？
But why is my heart still not at peace?
为什么好像还不能够享受体会到那种真正的平安和喜乐？
Why can I not taste? Why can I not enjoy true peace and true joy?
耶稣说我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛。
Jesus said I have come that they may have life and may have it more abundantly.
可是我这个基督徒的生命好像没有越来越丰盛。
But as if my life in Christ is not becoming more and more fulfilling.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们还没有过约旦河。
It's because we have not crossed over the Jordan River.
跟随主。
When we follow the Lord.
并不是好像我们做一次觉知祷告，或者到水里去泡一下就完了。
It doesn't mean that we say one sinner's prayer and then maybe we take a bath in some water and then we're done.
刚才讲到我们有弟兄姊妹在约旦河里面受洗。
A few moments ago, I mentioned that some brothers and sisters were baptized in the Jordan River.
我很喜欢举他们这个例子。
And I like taking their example.
因为在教会里面讲到的时候，我先说我说真的很羡慕，打心底里面真的很羡慕。
Because I can say honestly that I really do wish that I could have had such an experience.
在约旦河里面受洗。
If you baptize within the Jordan River.
你知道有的弟兄姊妹今天他们很希望在活水里面受洗。
You know, now there are many believers who would like to be baptized in flowing water.
最近还有要准备受洗的弟兄姊妹给受洗班的老师们提，能不能在活水里面受洗。
Recently some of the brothers and sisters preparing for baptism asked the leader of the baptism class whether they could be baptized in flowing water.
过去很多年，每年五月底国商节，我们纽约上州有一个联合退休会，我们都会在那个 Finger Lake 这个手指湖，纽约上州啊，手指湖湖水里面给人实习。
So back in the day, many of our churches in upstate New York, we would have a retreat together in the end of May, and we would go to the Finger Lakes region, and there we would have a baptism in flowing water.
最多一年我们一次给二十个人实习。
One time in a single year, we baptized 20 people.
这好几连着好几年，每年都是我下水。
Year after year, it was always me who went there to do the baptism.
如果弟兄姊妹问我感受如何，就一个字。
Now, if you ask what kind of a experience it was, I can explain it with one word.
冷。
Cold.
两个字，真冷。
If I could use two words, really cold.
你想想，那是纽约上周啊，那个水冰冷冰冷的，五月底的时候。
Let's remember, this is upstate New York. At the end of May, the water is ice cold.
但是每年都有很多弟兄姊妹希望，哇，在那样一个湖光山色、弟兄姊妹的见证底下，在那受洗，好漂亮。
But every year there are many believers who want to go there to be able to be baptized there in the presence of other believers.
啊，我们非常理解。
And we can definitely understand.
好了，那如果比那个还强，那就是约旦河耶稣受洗的地方。
Now, if you wanted something even more impressive than that, it would have to be being baptized in the Jordan River where the Lord was baptized.
然后也有弟兄姊妹说，我是在某某教会受洗的，我是某某有名的牧师给我实习的，等等等等。
Now, some believers will say, oh, I was baptized in this famous church or by this really well-known pastor.
所以我在教会里这样来说。
So in the church, this is what I'll usually say.
我说弟兄姊妹，一方面我真的很羡慕啊。
I'll say, brothers and sisters, on the one hand, I really wish I could experience something like that.
但另一方面，不管你在哪里受洗。
But on the other hand, I really don't care where you were baptized.
不管是什么人给你施洗。
It doesn't really matter who baptized you.
你就是在约旦河当中耶稣受洗的一个地方，你受洗一百次、一千次。
Even if you're baptized right where Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River and you're baptized 1,000 times.
洗到约旦河里每条鱼都认得你。
And you're baptized there until every fish in the Jordan River knows you.
如果要是你里面没有一个真正的生命的改变。
If your life has not changed within you.
It doesn't mean much.
It doesn't mean much. 不怎么重要。
弟兄姊妹，我们若是真正的跟随主。
Brothers and sisters, if we're truly following after the Lord.
信主受洗是一个崭新的开始，对不对？
Believing the Lord and being baptized is the beginning.
不是一个结束，不是一个完事大吉。
But it's not the end, it's not a completed.
前面有一个美好的征程。
Ahead of us there is a beautiful city.
哇，有神极美的祝福。
And there are the Lord's beautiful blessings.
流奶与蜜之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
属神的安息，平安喜乐。
It is the peace that is in accordance with God.
好的，我们继续来看看，看看约旦河。
Let us look for a moment at the Jordan River.
如果你上圣经史地的课程，我们基督生平的课程等等。
Now, if you're familiar with the geography of the Bible.
还有以前有一套这个 video 讲让世界都知道啊，讲这个圣经史地都讲得非常好。
Back in the day, there was a set of videos discussing the layout of biblical lands. Really very good.
有的人说我第一次到圣地访的，一看到这个约旦河吓我一跳。
Many people say when they first went to Israel and they look at the Jordan River, it's really surprising.
觉得怎么也是一条大河波浪宽嘛。
It's like, wow, how is it such a large, wide river?
但是其实确实像个小溪一样。
But then when I get there, I look at it, it's just a little creek.
就是几十尺宽。
It's maybe, you know, 10 feet across.
就是这个十几米啊，十几米。
Oh, sorry, 10 or 20 yards across.
那这个也太窄了。
This is way too small.
没有办法跟我们想象当中来比。
It just doesn't compare with our perception of the Jordan River.
确实是这样子。
And that's true.
约旦河在一年当中大部分时候呢，实际上水量不大。
Most of the year, the Jordan River doesn't have much water running through it.
但是当然它比较深。
But it is a fairly deep channel.
因为它落差很大。
And the change is very significant across the Jordan River.
所以流速很快。
So the speed with which the water flows is quite significant.
但是一年当中。
But in the course of the year.
有一段时间。
There's one period of time.
春天的时候。
It's early in the spring.
黑门山上面的那个雪水大量融化。
When the snow up on Mount Hermon begins to melt.
我们知道一般到春天很多的河水都涨水。
So we know.
约旦河也是。
We know in the spring a lot of rivers will flood, and the same is true of the Jordan River.
这个就是约旦河。
So this is a picture of the Jordan River.
从空中看下去。
So it's an aerial photo.
你看有一个这个 valley, 有一个这个河谷，对不对？
And so here you can see a valley that the Jordan River is running through.
然后这个约旦河呢是个弯弯曲曲、弯弯曲曲的蜿蜒曲折。
And you see that the Jordan River is snaking back and forth and back and forth.
那这样的一个河流，等到这个水涨的时候，一下子就漫过两岸。
And so then in the spring when it floods, it goes over both of its banks.
从几十尺宽一下可能到一个 mile 这么宽。
And so it goes from being 10 or 20 yards wide to as wide as a mile.
一下子就漫过来，然后这个河水就冲下来，很快的速度。
And in a moment it becomes massively greater than a larger river than it was before, and it flows at a very high rate.
你可以想象，本来在这样一个转来转去 meandering 这样的一个河床当中，已经是速度很快了。
Now you can imagine that even in this meandering path, it's already a very fast flowing river.
偏偏神就带以色列人在这个时候过约旦河。
And so God decided to bring the Israelites to cross the Jordan River while it was at flood stage.
好，另外一点呢，在很多的文化当中，如果要是你的这个文化、你这个民族、你这个文明靠着一条河流。
Now in many cultures, if your ethnicity or your people, are living off of a river,
往往呢他们都会去敬拜那个河流。
They will often end up worshiping that river.
很典型的埃及人就把这个尼罗河当成他们的偶像。
Perhaps one of the best known examples of this is the Egyptians worshiping the Nile River.
但是对以色列人来说，这个约旦河从来就不是他们的偶像。
But to the Israelites, the Jordan River was never their idol.
我们中国人呢一讲这个黄河是母亲河，长江是母亲河，有这个讲法吧，对不对？
So as Chinese, we will say that the Yellow River is our mother.
对以色列人神的子民来说，没有一条河是母亲河。
But to the Israelites, the people of God, there was no mother river.
我在这里要稍微再多讲一句。
Here I need to make another comment.
有的时候呢，我们不经意当中受这个世俗的影响。
There are times when we're not careful and we end up being influenced by this world.
有些话我们就讲出来，并不很合圣经的。
And sometimes we'll say something that really is not consistent with Scripture.
Mother Nature, 大家听过吗？
Has everyone heard the term Mother Nature before?
Mother Earth.
Or Mother Earth.
这个讲法我们基督徒也都跟着说的。
You know, as Christians, we will also use these terms.
我每一次如果有弟兄姊妹说到 Mother Earth, 我就说对不起。
When Christians say Mother Earth, I'll say, excuse me.
最好不要这样讲。
Why don't we not use that term?
我们基督徒没有 Mother Earth.
As Christians, we don't have a Mother Earth.
我们只有 Heavenly Father.
We only have a Heavenly Father.
所以对以色列人来说，这个河流不是那个偶像，不是被他们高举敬拜的。
So to the Israelites, this river was not an idol. This river was not a god for them to worship.
但是对那些迦南地的那些外邦人来说，却不一样。
But to the Gentiles who lived there in Canaan, it was another matter.
他们拜各种各样的假神偶像。
They worshipped many fake gods.
其中他们就认为他们拜的有一个邪神，圣经常常提到叫贝欧巴利。
Now there was one god that many of them worshipped that the Bible refers to as Baal.
对以色列人。这对迦南地的人来说，这个巴利就是他们，这个约旦河就是他们来自巴利的一个保护。
So to those of the Canaanites, the Jordan River was a gift from Baal to them to protect them.
特别是在当时，以色列人他们马上就要过约旦河，要去得迦南地了。
Especially in that time when the Israelites were about to cross over the Jordan River to receive the promised land.
正好又是在涨水发大水的时候，这个水漫过两岸的时候。
It also happened to be just at the time when the Jordan River was in flood.
那些迦南地的人虽然心已经消化。
The Canaanites were already terrified.
啊，但是他们就觉得这一条约旦河是巴利假神、巴利偶像保护他们的这样一个方式。
But they felt that the Jordan River was a way in which the idol Baal was protecting them.
那么同时确实。
Now it is true.
这条河流也成为神子民的一个拦阻。
It's true that this river formed a barrier to the people of God.
也需要被神的子民来征服。
And the people of God were required to overcome it.
从这个角度来讲，所以有的时候我们有的弟兄姊妹把它解释成约旦河啊，过约旦河也是我们受洗。
So from this perspective, you could say that crossing the Jordan River is baptism.
啊，所以甚至有的人认为说，这个约旦河好像也是一种死的象征，也是一种失败的象征。
And people will say that the Jordan River is a representation of death or a representation of failure.
我们不一定要把它讲得这么样的一个这么样的极端，但是确实。
Now perhaps we don't need to take it to that extreme, but there is a point here.
征服约旦河，跨越约旦河。
Conquering the Jordan River, going over the Jordan River.
对我们来说，确实是进入新生命的一个进阶。
It is a barrier to entering into new life.
所以我们。已经讲到啊，主耶稣也是在约旦河当中受洗，施洗约翰也在约旦河当中来施这个悔改的洗礼。
So we've already mentioned that the Lord Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River and that John the Baptist baptized others within the Jordan River.
好了，我们要来看一看过约旦河。
So let's look at what was involved in crossing the Jordan River.
刚才我们已经讲到。
So we've already mentioned.
在那个时候，这条河是更宽、更深、更快，还更浑。
So at that time, we see that the Jordan River was wider and deeper and faster and dirtier than normal.
这是一年当中最不应该过河的时候。
This was the worst time of the entire year to cross the river.
困难挑战最大的时候。
It was the hardest and had the greatest challenges.
千万不要忘记这些以色列人他们是一个什么样的状态。
Let's not forget what kind of condition the Israelites were in.
当然了，更多是他们的上一代。
Now, obviously, the generation before them, this was even more noticeable.
遇到一点难处就要打走回头路。
As soon as they ran into a little bit of trouble, they just wanted to go back to Egypt.
总是说，哎呀，埃及有韭菜啊，埃及有大蒜呐，埃及有这个好吃的那好吃的东西啊。
They would always say, "Oh, the leeks and the garlic of Egypt, they were so delicious."
啊，然后呢，就像这个摩西发怨言，我们要回埃及去。
And then they would complain to Moses and say, "We want to go back to Egypt."
现在新的一代起来了。
And now you have a new generation.
摩西已经回到主那里去了。
And Moses has already returned to the Lord.
兴起一个新一代的领袖约书亚。
And he's raised up a new leader for this generation, Joshua.
神好像给以色列人，给这支的耶和华的军队一个很大的挑战。
And it appears that God has given a really significant challenge to this army of the Lord.
但是另一方面。
But in another way.
在这一段的经文当中，第三章里面。
In this passage, in chapter 3,
我们也看到神要通过这件事情。
We see what God wants to do through this event.
来向以色列人证明。
He wants to prove to the Israelites.
当年他的祝福，他的同在怎样来引导摩西。
Just as the Lord's blessing and presence was leading Moses.
在这个时候也要这样的来带领约书亚。
In the same way it would lead Joshua.
在他们进去攻城夺地。
And it would lead them into Canaan.
在神眼中不管是更深 更宽更快更浑都不在话下。
So in God's eyes, even if the Jordan River was wider and deeper and faster and dirtier, it really didn't matter.
甚至还有一件更奇妙的事情。
In fact, there was another even more amazing aspect.
这里有一个细节。
There's a little detail here.
就是圣经这个第三章记载，当以色列的这个抬扛约柜的祭司脚进入约旦河的时候。
Here in Joshua chapter 3, it records that when the feet of the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant touched the Jordan River.
一个神迹立刻就发生了。
A miracle immediately occurred.
但是这个神迹所发生的地方却很特别。
But the place at which it occurred was actually very specific.
请原来这个地方呢，这个地图只有中文，但是我们只要看两个地点就好了。
So here this map is in Chinese, but we really just need to look at two locations.
我要怎么去指啊？这样指，我们能看到鼠标吗？可以看到鼠标。好啊，我同时还要这样指。这个没有啊，没关系。我们这里可能大家都能够看到啊，一个是耶利哥平原左边，这里有耶利哥，大家能看得到吗
？So if you see here, you have Jericho and the plains of Jericho that Jericho is built next to.
在河东呢，就是这个石亭。
And so then on the east side, you see.
没关系啊。
Yeah.
那么他们来到这个约旦河边上，等三天就过河往西去，就是耶利哥。
So you see here where they came to wait beside the Jordan River, and directly to the west of them is Jericho.
所以在耶利哥这个地方过河。
So they crossed over the river at Jericho.
抬着约柜的这个祭司往前走。
So the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant were crossing.
其他所有的以色列人在后面两千肘。
So all of the Israelites were then behind the priests.
两千肘有多远呢？大约一公里，九百米。
So it was just shy of a kilometer, about 900 yards behind.
啊，稍微有点起伏都看不见人了。
So it was a little bit further, and you wouldn't even be able to see them.
祭司就抬着个约柜就往前走，然后当时这个水流又急，河又宽又浑，你根本看不到这个水有多深。
And so here you see the priests walking into the flooded Jordan River, and it's flowing quickly and it's dirty, and you can't even see how deep it is.
就这样就走进河里面去了。
And so they start to walk in.
脚一进水。
And as soon as their soles of their feet touch the water.
圣经记载这里有一个地方，往上看，大家看到有个城叫亚当城吗
？So here the Bible records that.Far north of them, there's a little town or a little city named Adam.
我晃一晃这个鼠标，大家能看得到吧？亚当城。
So here, the city called Adam.
约旦河水就在亚当城那个地方立起成垒，不往下流了。
And so it says that way up there in the city of Adam, the Jordan River started to pile up in a heap.
那么好，耶利哥和亚当城差多远呢
？So how far apart is Jericho and the city of Adam?
逆流而上27公里。
It's about 27 kilometers.
大约是17个英里17个 miles.
About 17 miles.
这个地方就很有意思了。
Now this is a very interesting location.
有的人解经是这样说的。
Now some people will explain it in this way.
如果要是这个祭司脚一进水啊。
If the priests when their feet touch the water.
然后这个滔滔的这个河水哗一下就干了。
And all of the Jordan River immediately dried up.
那么大约就是要两三个小时之前。
It would require that 2 or 3 hours earlier.
在亚当城那个地方，水就要开始立起成垒。
The waters would have to get bottled up in the city of Adam.
为什么呢？很简单的物理嘛。
Well, the reason for this is actually some very simple physics.
一般是河水流速度大约多少呢
？About how fast does the Jordan River flow?
每秒零米到每秒三米。
Somewhere about 3 meters per second, or about 6.7 miles per hour, or meters per.
就最慢最慢的，如果水几乎不流的，那就是零嘛，那就是水流很慢很平的河。
So it's going to flow between 0 and 3 meters per second.
大部分河流如果是很急的时候，三米每秒，这已经挺快了。
So at the fastest flow, it's at 3 meters per second.
那就是说是每小时6.7个 miles。
So that's at a rate of about 6.7 miles per hour.
从亚当流到耶利哥。
So to flow from Jericho to Adam.
17 mile.
So to flow from Adam to Jericho, that's 17 miles.
2.5 hours吧，3个小时大约的时间。
That's about 2.5 to 3 hours at that speed.
但是如果要是是这样一个理解的话呢？
But if we understand it in this way,
有一个问题。
There's a little bit of a problem.
祭司们还没有出发。
The priests hadn't even left at this time.
他们的这个信心还没有显出来。
They hadn't even demonstrated their faith.
神已经把上游把亚当城那里把这个水给他截住了。
So God has already stopped the flow of the waters up at Adam.
啊，顺便一提，有人说这可能吗？
Is this possible?
千万不要轻易的去怀疑神。
Let's not doubt the Lord.
在约旦河的历史上面。
In the history of the Jordan River,
曾经几次真的就发生过。
Some things like this have actually occurred several times in the
world. 自然当中都发生过。
This is even just naturally speaking.
如果是来自中国，大家也更熟悉有一个词叫堰塞湖。
If you come from China, you're familiar with the term called. I don't know
that. A lake made by landslide.
Okay, a lake made by a landslide.
地震也会造成这样的情形。
And earthquakes will sometimes cause these things.
而在亚当城那个地方呢，正好河道比较窄。
And it happens to be that right at that point where the city of Adam is built, the Jordan River's channel is fairly narrow.
啊，两边比较高。
And the cliffs on either side are fairly high.
所以有人解释，可能当时是或者是地震或者什么原因，一个滑坡，然后就把水给堵住了。
So some people explain it saying that God perhaps used an earthquake and caused a landslide, which created a barrier to the Jordan River right there.
啊，我个人相信，即使没有什么 landslide, 没有地震，神要做也能够做得成。
Now I believe that God could have done it without a landslide or without an earthquake.
但是问题就是，如果要是两个半小时以前已经把水都拦住了。
But if you bottled up the water 2.5 hours ago,
祭司们来到河边，如果他们心里突然打鼓，这可怎么办啊
？What if when the priests came up there and they suddenly didn't have the faith to move forwards?
啊，祭司老张跟祭司小王说：“哎呀，咱们要不等等大家。
”What if the priests once priest said to another, "Let's wait a second for everyone to catch up with us."
其他人在后面1公里呢。
Everyone is like a kilometer behind us.
这咱们要掉下淹死，连救我们的都没有。
I mean, right now, if we step forward, then we drown. Like there won't even be anyone to pull us out.
等约书亚来了，咱们跟他再确认一次。
Why don't we wait a minute until Joshua comes and let us just confirm again?
那这水就过去了。
I mean, the water would have just flowed past them.
而且就即使是。
And even in that moment.
我说神预知一切，他们就把脚就在这个准确的两个半小时以后深入约旦河。
And having faith in God, they stepped into the Jordan River at this point.
但是来到这个河边，他们就看到，已经都看到了。
But if in that moment, as they came up to the Jordan River and they had already seen the Jordan River receding,
因为亚当城那里水被拦住以后，剩下的水可不是一堵墙一样这么过来的，这不可能的。
So if Jordan River was blocked up at Adam, it's not like a wall of water would move down the Jordan River.
所以祭司们已经看到哦，这个水越来越小了，越来越浅了。
So the priests would start to see, oh, the Jordan River is getting more and more shallow.
那这个太容易了，我也敢。
Now this is way too easy. Anyone would dare walk.
对不对？然后脚最后一进去，然后就水也没了。
So by the time you step over it, the water's already gone.
已经看到了这个上游的水越来越小，越来越小，就没了。
I mean, you've already seen that the water is getting less and less fast.
更可能的是。
What's more likely is
像圣经记载的一样
exactly the way the Bible recorded
他们先把脚深入到这个滔滔的河水当中
they first started to walk into the Jordan River
伸进去以后上游那里亚当城那里水被断掉
and at that point God cut off the water up in the city of Adam
可是水被断掉2.5 hours以后最后一滴水才能够流到他们这里
so after the water was cut off up there it took another 2.5 hours before it was gone where they were
下一分钟他们再往前走的时候这个水还在那里流呢
In the next moment when they started to walk forwards there was still water there
再慢慢的再走一点
They continued to walk forwards a little bit
再往前挪一点
And they started to walk forwards a little bit more
哎，看到了
And then they started to see
好像这个水也在慢慢的往后退
That the water was slowly receding
啊，这个水好像慢慢开始变浅了一点了
The water is slowly becoming more shallow
这个水流的速度也开始越来越慢了越来越慢了
And the flow rate of the water is slowing down
然后看到这水终于停下来了。
And then at last they see the water's flow completely stops.
他们甚至都看不到，因为上游太远了，27公里。
And they weren't able to even see because it's 27 miles away.
在亚当城那里，神行了一个大神迹。
So they aren't able to see 17 miles away at the city of Adam. God has done this miracle.
把水都拦住了。
And he stopped up the waters.
感谢赞美主。
Praise be to the Lord.
所以我们说，在这样的一个过约旦河的神迹当中，这些祭司显出来他们信心的一个宝贵。
So we see in this miracle of crossing the Jordan, the priests demonstrate the value of their own faith.
有时候读这一段的时候，我就在想。
There are times when reading this passage, I think,
我说神，你是跟以色列人开玩笑吧？
Lord, were you just playing a joke on the Israelites?
你刚会把他们带到亚当城那里去过河多好吗？
Why don't you just bring them up to the city of Adam and let them cross?
脚一进入水中，然后一看，哗，就在我们旁边立起城垒，这多壮观！
Right as they step into the Jordan River, wow, the Jordan River's waters just stop.
让祭司他们亲眼看到这样一个壮观的场景啊！
And let the priests with their own eyes see this amazing situation.
对不对？掏出手机照 selfie， 这也好看呢。
This would be a great spot for a selfie.
但是没有。
But that's not how God worked.
如果我要是那个抬去约柜祭司之一。
Now if I was one of those priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant.
站在水里面五分钟。
Once I stood in the water for about 5 minutes.
看这水还没有太大变化哎。
And I didn't see any major change.
约书亚，你讲的是真的还是假的？
Be like, well, Joshua, is what you're saying really true?
假先知吧。
Are you perhaps a false prophet?
你这要把我们淹死了，这个约柜，我们没关系，这个约柜可不行啊。
Like you want to drown us, but hey, we're carrying the Ark of the Covenant. Like that's serious. You want to drown that?
再等一会儿。
Let's wait another moment.
还没有看到明显的变化。
I haven't seen a very clear change.
要不咱们掉头上去吧。
Why don't we just turn around for a moment?
一掉头上去就麻烦。
As soon as we come out, there would be a problem.
你要知道，一掉头上去，上面水哗就下来了。
As soon as we did so, then the water would come down.
感谢赞美主啊。
Praise be to the Lord.
那么我们怎么看到以色列人和这些祭司在约书亚带领之下他们能够经历这样大的神迹呢？
How is it that the Israelites following Joshua were able to see this amazing miracle?
第五节有一个细节。
There's a little detail in verse 5.
我们不说等三天吗？
It says to wait 3 days.
不是在那里干等。
They weren't just waiting there and doing nothing.
不是等水势小一点。
They weren't waiting for the floodwaters to recede.
就一件事情。
There was just one thing they were doing.
好好的自洁。
They were consecrating themselves.
因为神要在他们中间来行奇事。
For the Lord was about to work a miracle amidst them.
来预备自己。
They were preparing themselves.
来分别为圣。
They were separating themselves, sanctifying themselves as holy to the Lord.
就有时候你问说，有的基督徒怎么他们这么大的信心？
We will wonder sometimes, why do some believers have such great faith?
一方面，当然我们知道信心是需要操练。
On the one hand, we see that faith is something that is developed through trials.
另一方面，从圣经从教会历史我们都看到一点。
Another aspect that we see both in scripture and in church history.
所有信心的伟人。
All those great heroes of the faith.
无一例外的。
Without a single exception.
他们都是跟神有一个极其美好的关系。
They have a very close, a very beautiful relationship with the Lord.
令人羡慕。
What leads us to envy them.
那么在我们的生命当中。
Now in our own lives.
你的约旦河是什么？
What is your own Jordan River?
我的约旦河是什么？
What is my Jordan River?
我们每个人都要去经历。
We all will need to experience this.
甚至在不同的生命阶段，可能会有不同的这样一个拦阻。
In a different times in our lives, we may face different barriers.
有的人信主也蛮多年了。
Some believers have already been saved for many years.
会问这个问题，牧师，我的生命好像怎么总是没有这个长进？
They will sometimes ask me, why is it that my spiritual life seems to never grow or improve?
甚至好像这个神是对我是不是真的，有时候我都会有怀疑。
There are times when I'll even wonder if I'm truly saved.
圣经神的话语写在那里，我怎么读起来好像就觉得总是很干燥。
Why is it that God's word written right here and I read it and it still feels very dry and boring to me?
神的吩咐我也知道，可是我就行不出来。
And I know the commandments of God, but then I don't carry them out.
可能在这里或者那里有这么一个拦阻，我们需要去跨越。
Maybe in one place or another, there's some barrier that we need to cross over.
我知道对好多的弟兄姊妹
I know for many brothers and sisters
可能跟随主过一个圣洁的生活这是一个挑战
Following after the Lord and living a holy life is a real challenge
今天这个世俗的世界很多的诱惑
Today the world around us has many many temptations
很多的搅扰
And there's many many disruptions
也可能对有的弟兄姊妹
And perhaps to some brothers and sisters
很实在的问题
There's a very real problem.
我的工作忙，生活忙，拿不出来更多的时间来亲近主、读经、祷告。
My work is busy, my life is busy, and I can't find the time to spend time before the Lord.
常常灵修三天，打鱼两天晒网。
So maybe for 3 days I have a quiet time, and then for 2 days I don't.
信主好多年了，这个读圣经呢，总是出不了埃及。
And even though I've been saved for many years, when it comes to reading the Bible, I can't get out of Egypt.
就是说读圣经读完了创世纪到埃及记就读不出埃及记读不完了
All that happens is that I read through Genesis and I get into Exodus and I never actually get out of Egypt
对于有的人来说可能很实际的问题十一奉献我做不到
Maybe for some people the real issue is that I just can't manage to tithe
虽然我知道做基督徒，我们金钱的奉献实际上是神祝福我们的一个管道。
Even though I know as a Christian that our giving is a way in which Christ blesses us.
道理都懂。
I understand the theory.
一到奉献的时候，一写支票手就发抖。
But as soon as I have to write a check to give to the church, oh, my hand just starts shaking.
最后写出来总是少一个零。
And whenever it ends up being that I write less a zero on the end.
那神给我们的祝福也总少一个零，你要不要？
Now, would you like God's blessing to also be reduced tenfold?
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
今天让我们一起来后面
Let us look at ourselves
让我们跟随主是不断前行
That our following after the Lord should always be a forward
而且这样不断的前行好像不是一个总是很平顺的一个慢慢上坡一点一点往前走有时候要有一个跨越
And there are times when we're following after the Lord and it's not a gentle upward slope Sometimes we have to go over a mountain
有时候要打一场仗
Sometimes we have to fight a battle.
有时候一个很大的拦阻，我们凭信心跨过去。
Sometimes there is a massive barrier that we need to cross over by faith.
当你把脚放到那个水里面去的时候
，When you start to put your feet into the water.
Really get your feet wet.
Once you really get your feet wet.
那个时候你会经历到神在你生命当中的动工。
Then you will experience the work of God in your life.
要注意，可能不是立刻的。
You should be aware that it's not necessarily instantaneous.
我们盼望我们求的都是立竿见影，对不对？
What we hope for, what we want is an instant change.
今天这个时代是一个快餐的时代。
Right now we live in a fast food generation.
等两个半小时好像没有人愿意去等。
To wait 2.5 hours is more than anyone is willing to wait.
可能有的时候等到亲自看到神的动工不是两个半小时是两天是两个礼拜两个月没准是两年。
There are times when waiting to see the work of the Lord is not 2.5 hours, it might be 2.5 days, 2.5 weeks, even 2.5 years.
甚至多少次我有听到弟兄姊妹的见证，包括自己有亲身的经历，等事情过去以后，回头去看，你才发现不得了。
There are many times, whether it's the testimony of other brothers and sisters or even my own experience, that it's not in the moment, but rather afterwards when I turn around and I look at what's happened, it's in hindsight that I realize the work of the Lord.
我在刚信主的时候，在教会团契当中呢，有一些小小的服事。
Just after I've been saved, in some of the small groups within the church, I had some minor service roles.
团契聚会，大家轮流领诗歌。
The fellowship there would have people leading and singing.
有一次，他们就跟我说，下个礼拜你来领诗歌。
And so one time they said to me, "Hey, next week you lead worship."
其实呢，我是不会唱歌的人。
Now, to be honest, I really can't sing for much.
我跟我太太在这个学校里面，我们谈朋友的时候呢，她禁止我唱歌，不让我唱歌。
When me and my when I was courting my wife and in school, she said I was not allowed to sing to her.
她唱歌很好听。
She sings very beautifully.
但是她说你五音不全，你都不知道。
But she said to me, "Hey, you don't even know if you're on key or not."
还在这唱得挺高兴的。
So she would just sing by herself and be very happy.
那以前也老唱歌的，这不港台流行歌曲对不对啊
？Now back in the day, I'd love to sing pop songs.
啊，然后这个在军队里面当兵一年的军校里面，你是每天一定要唱歌的。
And when I spent a year in the military, we had to sing every single day.
啊，大家那个饭堂之前要吃饭了，肚子饿着，一首一首在那唱歌啊。
And so then, when you were lining up for the cafeteria and your stomach was hungry, you would just sing song after song.
可我就是不会唱。
But despite all of that training, I still can't sing.
可是刚信主呢，弟兄姊妹说，哎，你下次领诗呢，我有一点刚信主比较乖啊。
So when I had just come to Christ, and other brothers and sisters say, "Oh, you need to lead next week," well, I was going to listen to them, and I was going to lead.
希望我们不单是刚信主的时候，我们能够一直保持在主面前、主里面这样一种谦卑、这样一种顺服。
I hope that not just when we're first saved, but we can maintain the spirit of humility and obedience before the Lord.
然后呢，好吧，那我就领吧。
So I said, "All right, I'll lead."
那我就。这个有主意。
So here we need to pay attention.
我这个有什么主意呢？我唱的不好，我带大家做动作。
So I had this idea. All right, if I'm not good at singing, why don't I lead everyone in a little bit of dance?
反正学生团契嘛，活泼一点是好的。
I mean, it's a student group, so if everyone has a little more fun, that's good.
有一首歌叫《神是爱》，就是那个小蜜蜂啊，什么高高的山这个。
So there's a song called God is Love.
啊，神是爱，我就带大家就唱这个歌啊。
So I led everyone to sing that song.
哎，他说，哎，你这套动作挺好的，哪儿学的？那个过。大概是那时候是一个多月吧，我们就要有一个布道会了。布道会第一场诗歌，你来领。
So I was leading everyone to and some motions and a little bit of dance, and everyone was very impressed and like, where did you lead this? Learn this? In another month, we're having an outreach event. Why don't you lead this as the first song?
我印象很深，当时的讲员是谁呢？冯秉成。 就是游子吟作曲李成冯秉成牧师，我们前一段的讲员。
I remember who it was who said this thing to me. It was Pastor Feng Bingcheng, the author of Song of a Wanderer.
那是九十年代的时候，那个开布道会，那个尤其是这个游子吟作者来，哇，乌压压的坐了200多人，这个教堂都坐满了。
So back in the day, this was in the 90s, especially if you had a revival event led by Feng Bingcheng, you would have 200, 2,000 people there.
我一站上台呢，我就有点腿软了。
So as soon as I got up on the stage, I was just terrified.
主要是自己不会唱嘛。
The main issue was that I didn't know how to sing.
一张嘴一唱的时候。
As soon as I opened my mouth to sing,
我就开始走调。
I started to sing off key.
整个那个诗歌带得一塌糊涂啊。
The entire song was a disaster.
后来多年以后，我跟有一次跟冯秉成牧师聊起来的时候，我说，我先是在讲道的时候讲到这件事情，讲完以后，我们坐下来聊的时候说，哦，那就是你呀、啊。
Years later, when I was preaching and Feng Bingcheng was in the audience, I mentioned this, and when I sat down, he turned to me and was like, "Oh, so you were the one who did that?"
他说我现在还记得。
He says, "Even to this day, I can remember."
各处讲道，你是里头最差的。
that this was one of the worst experiences.
那时候我真是刚信主不久。
At the time, I had just come to faith.
信心很软弱。
And my faith was very weak.
哎呀，然后我们那个布道会嘛，旁边有一个祷告室。
And so during this outreach meeting next to, on the side, there was a prayer room.
领完崇拜以后，我也没有听信息，我冲入那个祷告室，跪在那里从头哭到尾。
So then right after I finished leading that song, I ran off to the prayer room and spent the entire meeting there crying and praying.
我说神啊，怎么会是这样子？
Saying, Lord, how could it be like this?
而且我们带了两对夫妻，哎，一对夫妻还有另外一个这个慕道的朋友，都是这个经济系给我们，因为是 roommate, 所以认识他们。
And I had also brought a couple with me from the economics program that knew me.
已经跟他们都传福音一段时间了。
And I had shared the gospel with them before.
也为他们迫切祷告。
And I had spent a lot of time in prayer for them.
我说神啊，这么多人来，整个被我搞砸了。
I was like, Oh Lord, so many people came and I destroyed the entire event.
下面真是感谢神，神的怜悯。
But praise God for His pity.
布道会结束，我祷告完也出来，两眼都眼圈通红啊，出来。
And so once the entire event was over and I came out, my eyes were red from weeping.
一个同工冲着我就过来。
One of the coworkers came over to me.
他都没有注意到我眼圈通红，他说：“你知道吗？你带来的那几个慕道友全信主了。”
He came running over to me, not even noticing that I had been crying. It's like, "Hey, look, the seekers you brought, they had all came to Christ."
我当时都不知道说什么好。
And I didn't even know how to respond.
所以后来。
So afterwards.
在教会当中还继续参加诗班。
I continued to be part of the choir in the church.
后来继续领诗歌。
And I continued to lead worship.
直到今天，有时候我还会去领诗歌。
Even to this day, I will sometimes lead worship.
2000人的那个聚会。
A meeting with 2,000 people.
而这个讲到的时候教大家一首诗歌，我就在这就带着他们就教他们唱。
So I just stood up and I led and showed them how to sing the song.
有人说啊，牧师啊，你以前真的不会唱歌吗？不敢相信。
Some people will say, I can't believe that you didn't used to be able to sing.
我说如果你仔细听，你能够听出来我有的时候还走调。
He'll say, well, if you listen closely, you'll see I still sometimes sing off key.
但是感谢神啊。
But praise the Lord.
这是在生命当中神自己亲自做的。我以为我一辈子不会唱歌了。
This is a work that God did in my life. I thought I would never be able to sing.
但是就是在那样一种半不情不愿当中，一个这么微弱的一个信心。
But it was in this situation where I was half unwilling and where my faith was very weak.
但是你若是肯跟随，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But if you're willing to follow,
神能够在你生命当中做奇妙的事情。
God is able to work miracles in your life.
其实本来我还有一个见证要给大家分享，今天没有时间了。
Originally I had another story I wanted to share, but there's no time.
好了，我们来思想，你生命当中的约旦河是什么？
Let us think, what are the Jordan rivers in your own life?
要如何去胜过？
How are we going to triumph over them?
我们这个礼拜也请大家一同来默想背诵。
Let us together meditate on and memorize this verse.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
最亲爱的主耶稣，感谢赞美你。
Our beloved Lord, we praise you.
我们感谢主，因为那约柜象征着你的同在。
We thank you for the Ark of the Covenant represents you being with us.
主啊，不是我们。
Lord, it is not us.
不是以色列人。
It is not the Israelites.
不是约书亚。
It is not Joshua.
不是祭司。
It is not the priests.
主要是你在我们生命当中所做的大工。
Lord, it is the work that you have done in our lives.
你是那信实的主。
You are the faithful Lord.
主你亲自施恩。
Lord, you yourself give us mercy.
主要同时我们也知道我们在你面前有这样一份的责任。
Lord, at the same time, we know that we have this responsibility before you.
你考验我们。
That you test us.
你试炼我们。
That you give us tests.
你来更加的完全我们。
And that you complete us.
求主施恩祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
让我们凭信跨过我们生命当中的约旦河。
That by faith we may cross over the Jordan rivers in our lives.
进入那更丰盛的生命。
That we may enter into that more full and complete life.
经历真正的平安和喜乐。
May we have true joy and true peace.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.